Welcome to the Muscles and Veggies Fitness Podcast. This is a weekly coaching session that is designed to help educate and motivate you to stay on your fitness journey. Back like 3 or 4 weeks ago, episode 75, if you haven't already listened to it, I did an entire show about my 30-day fat loss experiment. Why did I think I needed to do this 30-day fat loss experiment? Well, if you haven't already listened to the show, I'll give you a brief summary, but I do highly recommend that you go back and listen to that show to really grasp hold of the message that I was conveying and why I was doing this experiment. But the bottom line goes like this. I had let some things creep up in my life, lots of social gatherings, which led to a little more alcohol, and also like just let a lot of sugar creep in. And I had gotten to this habit of having like a healthy ice cream, but having it like every night or like 5 nights a week. And really, I could see weight accumulating on me. I'm a naturally kind of leaner guy. Not to say that like my leanness is genetics, because I've had periods in my life where I was 20 or 30 pounds overweight. Because of my job and because of what I do and my routine, I naturally stay around 10 or 12% body fat. And what was interesting is whenever I did this experiment, I really knew it was time. I knew that I had put on some weight. It was very obvious when I was putting on my suits or my dress clothes, especially. I could feel everything was a little tighter. And that's a good gauge for me to know it's time to tighten up. It's time to grab the reins, so to speak. And that way, I don't have to buy new clothes, because nobody wants to buy new clothes unless they're losing weight. That's the only time that you want to buy new clothes, not when you're gaining. Okay. So that's like the why. How did I do it? Well, this 30-day fat loss experiment was based off of removing the two things that I knew I was having every single week. And I'm a firm believer that everybody has these two or three things that they do on a daily or weekly basis. And I'm no different. And for me, it was my healthy ice cream, which was about 300 to 500 calories per day that I was having about 5 days a week. And it was my gluten-free beer. And my gluten-free beer, I would have 3 to 5 beers per week. Most of the time, it was only one or two at a time. And 3 to 5 beers per week at about 250 calories per is about 1,000 to 1,500 calories per week extra that I was having. So when I tally this up, and you guys will hear this in the last podcast, it was staggering to hear all the different numbers of how this extra 3,000 to 5,000 calories I was consuming per week had really affected my body fat percentage, especially. So before I jump into the show too far, first I would like to tell you about one of the ways in my 30-day fat loss experiment that really helps me to stay on track, and that's my morning protein shake or my smoothie. It's such an integral part of not only this 30-day fat loss experiment, but also it's an integral part of my daily and weekly routine, because you're starting your day with a massive amount of protein and nutrients, and it's easy to digest. So your digestive system gets a break, which allows me to have more energy in the morning to tackle my work and whatever I'm handling that day. And really, digestion takes energy. It's estimated actually that our digestion requires up to 30% of our caloric burn of the day. So what does that mean? Well, that means that if I eat 2,000 calories, up to 30% of that is actually used just to fuel my digestion of the other 70% of those calories. So it's kind of staggering to think about why this smoothie is so important for giving the body a rest digestively and also packing a big nutritional punch to start your day in the right direction. And what I use is Thorn Vanilla Whey Isolate Protein Powder. I bounce back and forth between two different ones. Thorn is the vanilla whey. Then there's also a Thorn Berry Passion Collagen Plus. So the Collagen Plus and the Vanilla Whey, these are what I bounce back and forth. Sometimes I mix them together. It's just such a great combo. I throw in a cup of blueberries, a little bit of water, a little bit of the collagen and the whey together. I put a little spirulina, chlorella, some thorn, creatine, and I blend this all together with about a tablespoon or two, depending on the morning, of peanut butter or almond butter. And I'm out the door. I've got this beautiful smoothie that I get to sip on for the next couple hours. And it's just something I look forward to. And it saves me from grabbing something that maybe I shouldn't, like a scone or a bagel or, you know, some fancy Starbucks coffee. I don't know. I don't know what people really consume for breakfast anymore nowadays, but the smoothie really is what me and my clients use to stay on track. And listen, if you are a new subscriber to this show, you get 25% off the entire Thorn store just by shooting me an email and telling me that you want to join the client invite list. Just for being a listener of this show, you get the same discount that all my clients get. It's 25% off the entire store. The link is in the description. Just click on that and you can email me. And that way I have your email. You won't get any other spam emails from me, or you won't be entered in anything other than the Thorn invite list. So now let's talk about my previous results from the 30-day fat loss experiment. So what was my scan that I did at the gym before, let's say day one of the 30-day experiment? Just to go back over those numbers that I went over in episode 75, I was 193 pounds, which I was up roughly about 7 pounds from my previous weight. I was 12.7% body fat. My visceral fat had went up from a 3 to a 4, which is scary because visceral fat is the deadly diabetic, heart disease causing visceral fat that surrounds our organs. And I think that was probably from the excess alcohol, I'm imagining, or sugar. Either way, no bueno, right? And then my muscle mass was 96.8. pounds. So that's the amount of muscle that I carry on my frame. Now, after this 30-day experiment of eliminating the ice cream and eliminating the gluten-free beer, this is the following results that I had. And I think this is, it's actually like, it's actually a little bit more than I expected. And I think it's because I cut too much calories, but I lost 10 pounds. So I went from 193 to 183 and my body fat percentage dropped down to 11%. My visceral fat did drop back down from a 4 to the previous 3 where I was at, which is good. It made me happy. And I had lost a pound or so of muscle. Not much, but a little bit. So that tells me that I might have calorie restricted just a little too much. And maybe I should have bumped back up some healthier calories in the form of protein or vegetables or healthy fats, something like that. But it was so much easier than I expected. And I actually got used to having my dinner and not having that ice cream afterwards. And of course, I did cheat on the beers. Like I had 2 gluten-free beers during the 30 days. But I did not have any of my ice cream at home. I went out one night and had a sorbet. Yes, a sorbet with my Grey Poupon. No, I'm just kidding. With my wife, we went out to dinner at one of our favorite places. And they had a banana bread gluten-free sorbet that I tried. So sue me. I'm human, just like you guys, just like the listeners of the show. I am human. I like food. Food gives me pleasure and dopamine. I can't handle it, or I can't deny that, I should say. And I think that's just natural. And that's what I try to get my clients to understand is, yes, we're human. On the weekend, we may have a drink. We may socialize and eat something that we normally don't eat during the week. But however, the fact is that we own our Monday through Friday. And that's why owning your Monday through Friday is so important. Because if you can do that, it will make you 80% consistent during the week. In fact, it's more like 83% consistent. If you own your Monday through Friday, that only leaves like 17% of the time on the weekend that you're not completely consistent. And what I end up finding is that my clients end up dialing in a little bit on the weekend, even if they do deviate for one meal. So they're still doing their smoothie, or they're still doing their salad, or they're still doing something healthy. They just may have that one meal out with friends or family that they deviate a little bit. And this is how you cultivate results over a long period of time. Think about this for a second. If we're talking about statistical probabilities, if you are consistent at something 83% of the time, are the statistical probabilities greater that you're going to reach your goal? Absolutely. There's no question about it, right? It means that you're 83% stronger than that 17% of the 17% that you're failing, right? So we are going to inch our way to our goals by owning your Monday through Friday. I cannot emphasize that enough. This means for me, this means like I'm not doing alcohol during the week, unless it's a social occasion with friends or family. It's not at my home unless family comes over or something, but it has to be like a really good reason, right? Same thing with sugary desserts, like things like that. I try to reserve those things for special occasions instead of just willy-nilly just having them all the time. And you think about it, that's the way that it was 100, 150 years ago. How often did they have, you know, pies and cakes and brownies and, you know, all the sugary stuff that we have around us all the time now? It was very rare. It was like on special occasions, holidays, you know, likely birthdays and things like that. It was not just on a constant basis all the time. Okay. But now, because of food convenience, these things are everywhere. Like literally, you can't go to the grocery store or the checkout counter at Lowe's and not be surrounded by a bunch of sugar at your disposal, let alone going to the gas station or the grocery store or anywhere else. So let's think about some of these key things for a second. What are your two or three things that you could healthfully do without? What are your two or three like crux or habits, things that you know you probably shouldn't do? I really should give this up, but I don't want to. What are your two or three things? If you can identify those two or three things and at least do an evaluation on them to limit them, maybe not during the week, but only on the weekend, or cut them out completely for 30 days and then add them in on only the weekends. I think these are the kind of conversations that I want to have on this show, because these are weekly coaching sessions. And I want you to tune in as a listener and your mind is framed for, these are the things that I'm focused on this week. That's usually why I try to do these shows on Monday or Tuesday at the beginning of the week. Now, what about this? Could you limit your alcohol to only on weekends or socially like special occasions, right? So if your habit is to come home every night and to have a glass of wine or to have a beer or something like that, could you limit those only to the weekends? Could you limit those only to social events with your friends or family? What about soft drinks or fancy coffees or energy drinks or any of these things? Do you have a soft drink or something that you do every day that you could cut out, or you can change that for something more nutritious or more hydrating? What I found during the 30-day experiment is it also saves me money too. So it's like a double whammy. You're losing body fat and you're saving yourself money all at the same time. I tallied it up and I actually saved around $100 during the 30 days in my little So Delicious ice cream and my gluten-free beer that I like to drink. So, I mean, that's pretty huge. I mean, $100 a week, $100 a month, that's $1,200 a year. I know prices have drastically went up, especially in the last 3 years when it comes to food, but $1,200 in some occasions can be a weekend getaway. It can be a vacation with someone you love. So I think that's important to understand that this is just a quick example, but cutting out some of these bad habits does more than just help our health. It actually helps our pocketbook as well. And really, the main thing that I want to convey in this show is that health and fitness doesn't have to be rocket science. Like, losing body fat and getting fitter doesn't mean that you have to join some special program and you have to get all these supplements and you have to drink kale smoothies 3 times a day and, you know, go walk on a tightrope outside. And, you know, it's just like, what I really want to convey is like, look, it's simple. just pick two or three bad habits, cut them out for 30 days, and then limit those bad habits. You're going to see results just from those two or three things. And this, we're talking to like literally 98% of the people that are listening to this show. They're going to get results if you focus in and do these things. And it doesn't really require you a lot of investment. What it does require, though, is that you are going to go against a lot of social or cultural norms. Think about this for a second. Like, how many people go to a ball game and avoid the concession stand? Not a lot, right? How many people go out to dinner and avoid drink and a dessert and only eat the entree or maybe the appetizer? Not a lot, right? How many people go out to the beach, the ocean, the lake, the creek, and don't pack any booze to take with them to that? Not very many, right? I mean, it's just very few and far between. These are cultural and social norms that when you're at a ball game, it's like you hit the concession stand or you get a beer, right? If you're watching a ball game at home on the weekend, it's like all the commercials are driven to get you to either drink alcohol or to go DoorDash, Burger King, or whatever. You know, it's just like constantly a lot of it is commercialism and advertising as well. So you are required to go against some of those social and cultural norms to do a 30-day experiment like this. But it's good for us. It's good for us to not always have what we want. Okay, why is that good for us? Because in some aspects, self-deprivation makes life more enjoyable. I'll give you a perfect example. I really like to do fasting. In fact, during this 30-day fat loss experiment, I did a 48-hour fast. I had to be on a Zoom training for about 2 days. And that could be part of the reason that I lost more weight than I originally anticipated to. I really only wanted to lose 7 pounds. I lost 10. But my point is that always coming off of that fast, food tastes amazing. Like a carrot tastes so delicious. Salads taste amazing. The texture, the flavor, the crunch, the pungentness of it. And so what's my point? My point is that every time that we deprive ourselves of this constant dopamine, pleasure, sugar, alcohol, we get a little bit desensitized to it. And that's a good thing, because that means it takes less to give us the same amount of pleasure when we go back. And I speak this with experience because in my previous life as a drug addict, you always, when you went off of something, you were more sensitive to it whenever you came back on it. You could literally look at this in so many ways besides just drugs or besides just booze. You look at it in terms of food as well and pleasure in general. Self-deprivation is actually a very good tool to desensitize us to pleasure so that we get more pleasure with less substance. And I know it's like, man, this is kind of a weird topic, but it's real. And many of you listening to this can likely think of examples where you've experienced this. So listen, in these weekly coaching sessions, I really want to touch on some of these things because it just helps reframe our minds and really help us to think about in the week ahead or in the month ahead, I want to work on these things. I want to find these two or three things that I know I could healthfully do without. I want to limit my alcohol to the weekends. I want to eliminate as much sugar from my diet, especially added sugar, not natural sugars, as much as I possibly can. It's going to save me money. I'm going to lose body fat. I'm going to prevent myself against obesity, diabetes, heart disease. And at the same time, when I circle back around 30 days later and I maybe do add it back in on the weekend or something, I'm way, way, way more desensitized to it. So that one beer is maybe all I need to relax. And that's a good thing because instead of 250 calories or instead of 500 to 1,000 calories, I'm only having 250 calories. Okay. That's why I really want to convey this message in these weekly coaching sessions. Speaking of these weekly coaching sessions, subscribe to the show. Stop the podcast or as soon as it ends here in about 30 seconds, hit the subscribe button so that you can continue to get this weekly coaching session from me completely free. All I ask you to do is support the show by one of two ways. You can use the Thorn client invite list that I mentioned earlier in the show. So don't forget to click that in the show notes, or you can leave me a Google review. Also in the show notes, there'll be a link to leave me a Google review. That helps people find my personal training business and coaching service here in Fayetteville, Arkansas. So listen, review the show, share the show, subscribe to the show. Thank you for tuning in and listening to me ramble every week. I promise I got some really good shows coming up, so stay tuned for those. I've got lots of questions that have been coming in for me to cover different topics. So stay tuned. I'll see you guys next week on the Muscles and Veggies Fitness Podcast.